Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to celebrate evil streaks being terminated and changed and varied. I mean, one example about that that people are very conscious of in the Seattle area is it had been 20 years. 21 years, actually, since the Mariners had been in the playoffs. Now they're in the playoffs. We'll see, based upon the outcome of the last couple of games, what their position is in the playoffs, but they're there. They made it. They broke the streak. There's also talk of a streak being broken in the state of California, where basically statewide, the Republicans have won absolutely nothing. And have been shut out a Democratic dominance streak, which may be at risk because of a remarkable Republican candidate. So what is it that our friend Lonnie Chen is doing so right that is allowing him to emerge, can you believe it, as a favorite, as a Republican for statewide office in California? We will get to that issue as well coming up. But first off, a case that is extremely sad, very alarming, but may have a positive outcome to help protect children and the rest of society from what has been a very malevolent force. Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, has gone so far as to call it a force of evil in the world. The headline is from the United Kingdom. And there's a story by Adam Satoriano, who writes, sitting in the witness box of a small London courtroom this week, a Meta executive, and Meta, as people know, is Facebook. It's one of the huge companies that dominates social media. A Meta executive faced an uncomfortable question. Did her company contribute to the suicide of a 14-year-old named Molly Russell? Videos and images of suicide, self-harm, and depressive content that the teenager viewed in the months before she died in November 2017 appeared on a screen in the courtroom. The executive was read a post that Molly had liked or saved from Instagram and heard how it was copied almost verbatim in a note filled with words of self-loathing later found by her parents. This is Instagram literally giving Molly ideas, Oliver Sanders, a lawyer representing the family, said angrily during one moment of the exchange. Leaning forward in the witness chair, the executive, whose name was Elizabeth Lagone, who leads the company's health and well-being policy, responded, "I can't speak to what was going on in Molly's mind." The coroner overseeing the case, who in Britain is a judge-like figure with wide authority to investigate and officially determine a person's cause of death, was far less circumspect. On Friday, he ruled that Instagram and other social media platforms had contributed to Molly's death. Perhaps the first time anywhere that internet companies have been legally blamed for a suicide. That doesn't mean it's the first time anywhere ever that they've been tied to a suicide or connected to it. It's the first time there's been official legal blame attached. The Andrew Walker who was the coroner, said Molly Rose Russell died from an act of self-harm while suffering from depression and the negative effects of online content. And then he went on to say that her death would officially be classified as a suicide, but he also said that the internet affected her mental health in a negative way and contributed to her death in a more than minimal extent. Molly's social media and her use of social media included material so upsetting that one courtroom worker stepped out of the room to avoid viewing a series of Instagram videos depicting suicide. Can you imagine? A child psychologist who was called as an expert witness said the material was so disturbing and so distressing that it caused him to lose sleep for weeks. The companies face no financial or other penalty because of the decision. The case was a coroner inquest to determine a cause of death, not a criminal or civil trial. The family said it had pursued the case as a form of justice for Molly and to raise awareness about youth suicide and the dangers of social media. But already a draft law partly inspired by Molly's death to force social media companies to adopt new child safety practices and child safety protections or risk-heavy fines is winding its way through the British Parliament. Instagram and Pinterest restricted access to some suicide and self-harm content. Well, why wouldn't they have always restricted access to that kind of content? It seems unbelievable that Instagram and Pinterest would have had to wait for something like this to actually act on this. Lawyers representing American families that are suing TikTok and Meta for contributing to their children's deaths are pointing to the outcome as a new precedent. This was David and Goliath, said Biban Kidron, a member of the House of Lords and founder of Five Rights, a nonprofit pushing for stricter online child safety laws. The Russell family have battled for 5 years to get the companies into an environment where under oath they had to account for their actions. Meta, which said during the inquest that it had never studied the effects of suicidal and depressive Instagram content on its youngest users, said in a statement afterward that its, quote, thoughts are with the Russell family and that it was committed to ensuring that Instagram is a positive experience for everyone, particularly teenagers. Well, if you're committed that it should be a positive experience, shouldn't that mean restriction of, I mean, one of the, and you can't even describe it, but one of the most popular forms of material here, very questionable material for young people, shows girls cutting themselves and cutting themselves all over. And this is a very real problem. I mean, people talk about eating disorders, the disorder of self-harm and personal cutting is horrible. The Russell family had an almost boring life, they said, in a North London suburb. Ian Russell, Molly's father, said in a July interview before the inquest, worried about their three daughters' use of technology, he and his wife Janet attended e-safety classes and tried to keep tabs on their social media accounts. Phones were banned at the dinner table. Molly, like her two older sisters, got a basic phone at age 11, when many British children begin commuting to school and begin commuting to school independently. She received an iPhone as a 13th birthday present. And what a problem it created. More coming up on what this means and what we can learn from it. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In your daily dose of debate.
I've only been listening to you for about 20 minutes and already my hair is on fire.
The Michael Medved Show.
No reason to set your hair on fire. That is a kind of self-harm that parents, frankly, are increasingly, I think, concerned about, and with reason. And frankly, that governmental authorities ought to be concerned about as well. Look, I'm a great believer of freedom of speech, particularly if it's the political speech or the religious speech, frankly, that that the founders had in mind to protect when they drafted the First Amendment. But they did not have in mind for-profit corporations to distribute material that encourages young people to kill themselves. And one of the things we've talked about on this show a lot, because I think it is a gigantic problem for the country, it is an unimaginable pain when a family has a family member who commits suicide, and particularly if it's a young person like this girl Molly Russell in Britain, who killed herself at age 14. And the parents didn't know. And they tried very hard to monitor her use of her telephone and of the internet. And they didn't realize that she had actually saved on her devices more than 2,000 bits of downloads that she had taken that encouraged either self-mutilation or self-slaughter. She was a teenager. It almost would have been worrying if she didn't concerning using her iPod Touch while messaging with her friends on another device. Her father said she had rarely posted anything publicly on social media, but it was not uncommon to find her sitting on her bed watching Netflix on an iPod Touch while messaging with her friends on another device. She was a teenager. It almost would have been worrying if she didn't, Mr. Russell said. How do you split those things from normal behavior and maybe something of a concern? I really don't know that you can. In the days after Molly's death, Mr. Russell said the family struggled to understand what had gone wrong. She had been a bit downcast for parts of the past year, but had perked up of late. The family attributed the mood swings to normal adolescent behavior. The night before she died, the family watched a TV reality show together, and Molly asked Mr. Russell for help with a work experience project. She was excited about tickets to see Hamilton and to play a lead part in an upcoming school play. She was 14. It was only when Mr. Russell sat down with the family computer that pieces began coming together. After he gained access to her Instagram account, he found a folder that she had titled Unimportant Things, with dozens of troubling images and quotes. Who would love a suicidal girl? One said. He gasped while reviewing Molly's email inbox, where he found a note from Pinterest that arrived after 2 weeks after her death. Depression pins you may like, it said. This is all extraordinary and very, very sad and deserving, it seems to me, of public attention. What they found as they were reviewing the content again on her accounts was what they found that was that Molly had lived something of a double life. While she was a regular teenager to family, friends, and teachers, her existence online was much bleaker. In the 6 months before Molly died, she shared, liked, or saved 16,300 pieces of content on Instagram. About 2,100 of those posts, or about 12 per day, were related to suicide, to self-harm and depression, according to data that Meta disclosed to her family. Many accounts she interacted with were dedicated to sharing only depressive and suicidal material, often using hashtags that linked to other explicit content. Mr. Russell, her father, said it's a ghetto of the online world that once you fall into it, the algorithm means you can't escape it, and it keeps recommending more and more content. Molly never talked about her struggles with family, but she sought solace from online influencers who posted regularly about sadness and suicide. Judd Hoffman, the head of community operations at Pinterest, said he deeply regrets that Molly had viewed explicit material that he would not want his own children to view. "I am sorry," he said. This is considered to be a milestone and a profound legal milestone because the coroner has now affixed some blame, responsibility for her death on the internet companies, Meta in particular, and Pinterest, Instagram is part of Meta, I guess. But the entire matter, even though this is British, this is a concern that I think many, many parents, particularly parents of teenagers, have, and a concern that is going to be brought up here in the United States. Another concern has arrived in Oklahoma, where there's a story from KFOR about pot and pregnancy, which really shouldn't mix ideally. We will get to that because apparently there are women who have been prosecuted for using marijuana during pregnancy, and even for using marijuana when they have a legal card, legal medical marijuana cards. And what about questions about using alcohol during pregnancy, which can also be very damaging? Should women be responsible for that? Or is this basically just them treating part of their own body, which, again, obviously has echoes of the ongoing abortion debate in this country? And speaking of the ongoing abortion debate, looking at issues of fiscal responsibility and leadership and judgment and even basic patriotism, there's a one Republican who seems to be dodging all of the other trends in California. We'll talk about why and how coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
You're like most Americans. You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel this week to Puerto Rico, then Florida, after two hurricanes ravaged the two areas.
Yes, sir. We owe Puerto Rico a hell of a lot more than they've already gotten.
Today, they will be in Puerto Rico to survey damage from Hurricane Fiona, which killed more than two dozen people on the island last month, officials have said. The Supreme Court has ruled that Dominion Voting System's defamation lawsuit against MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell can proceed. Lindell was hit with a $1.3 billion suit after alleging that Dominion's equipment intentionally rigged the vote count in Biden's favor. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Michael Medved show. Look, it's a big deal when all of a sudden in the Washington Post, which is not known to be supportive to the Republican Party or Republican candidates, when you get a glowing account of a candidate and it makes you immediately think this should be a nominee for president, not yet, but maybe in time. And by the way, it's fascinating because in this article about Lan He Chen, who is the front runner, and he is, for being the next comptroller of the state of California, you immediately think, why shouldn't someone like this be a candidate for our highest offices? Why do you have Californians like Kamala Harris as vice president of the United States when the next guy, it could be another barrier breaker, Lan He Chen. And one of the things is with his name, they add Chen was born in 1978, so do the math there, still a young guy, and so even younger than Biden, even younger than Trump. Chen was born in North Carolina in 1978. Now, why is that there? So that everybody knows that this guy is eligible to be president or vice president someday. They begin the article, and it's a fine piece by Jason Willick. No Republican has won election to any of California's 9 partisan statewide offices for 16 years. And the GOP hasn't controlled either house of the legislature for more than a quarter century. But when Lan He J. Chen was growing up in the Los Angeles suburbs in the 1980s and 90s, the state that had helped catapult Ronald Reagan to the presidency was still politically competitive. Chen, who's 44 years old, thinks it can be competitive again. at least when the focus is state governance rather than national culture wars. The top policy advisor to Mitt Romney's 2012 presidential campaign, that's how I got to know Lon He originally. He's been a guest on this show many times. You've heard him. He's on leave right now as a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, and he's one of the finest conservative thinkers and communicators and now candidates in the business. Chen is running as a Republican to be controller, California's chief fiscal officer. He has reasons for optimism. He came out first in the June jungle primary with 37% of the vote. He outraised his general election opponent, Democrat Malia Cohen, and he won the endorsements of the Los Angeles Times and the Sacramento Bee. Now, those are both very liberal newspapers. The fact that they're endorsing Lon He Chen is remarkable, and it should give anybody hope about Republicans, especially with their gains among Latino voters, which have been dramatic and real in recent months. Should give Republicans hope about being competitive in California again. And that could be, by the way, the 16 years ago where the last GOP actually candidate won a statewide office, you know who that was? That was a guy named Schwarzenegger who had a certain celebrity status even more than Lon He Chen's at the time, but less justified, even less justified. The Chen campaign's internal polling shows 57% of Californians would now consider voting for a Republican controller candidate. It is difficult for any Republican to overcome the state's partisan lean, with Democrats holding a nearly 2-to-1 registration advantage. But if Chen can break the state GOP's long losing streak, it would point to voter fatigue with one-party rule and a glimmer of possibility for renewed political competition on the West Coast. Can we say hooray for that? Goida! Huzzah, I guess, in a traditional Russian term. Erosion of accountability in Sacramento is Chen's best point to press with independents and moderate Democrats. It's not even just about being part of the one-party monopoly, Chen told the interviewer, Jason Willick. It's like you've got to be part of the right part of the one-party monopoly. You've got to be part of the San Francisco clan, because the L.A. clan never gets to see the light of day. Gavin Newsom, California's Democratic governor, was mayor of San Francisco, the vice president of the United States. You remember her, Kamala Harris, was a district attorney in San Francisco. And Chen's opponent in the election was president of San Francisco's Board of Supervisors. Chen was born in North Carolina in 1978, but his parents, immigrants from Taiwan, figured out two things about North Carolina. First, that it's very far from Taiwan, and second, the Chinese food is very bad, Chen said. So we ended up moving to Southern California when I was six. After high school, Chen went to Harvard University, where he returned for a law degree. Oh, yeah, and also a PhD in political science. So a little bit overqualified? Yeah. Part of his dissertation studied the effect of partisan state judicial elections. And there's more. The reason he has a chance of winning is because California is such a fiscal mess. Not physical, but that too, with some of the homelessness and the graffiti and the litter and the garbage. But some of California's unsettling fiscal truths are also hiding in plain sight. Newsom, for example, has boasted of California's $97.5 billion budget surplus. What people need to understand, Lon He Chen said, is that that figure is entirely a function of a lot of people realizing capital gains from the booming stock market and a lot of federal money from pandemic relief, both of which have gone away this year. According to Chen, the state is headed for probably a $30 billion deficit within a few fiscal years. He added that there is very little effort made, certainly by this governor, to inform people about the implications of a large surplus going into a large deficit for the state's ability to solve problems. In 2011, Chen noted California's controller refused to pay the legislature because they didn't produce a truly balanced budget. The controller's most important power is auditing public expenditures. Well, that would be very important for a Republican to take on. Chen wants to understand how California paid $20 billion with a B, in fraudulent unemployment benefits during the pandemic. He also says there hasn't been any systemic effort to keep track of the billions in pandemic aid Washington sent to Sacramento to support schools. I've heard anecdotally across the state, Chen said, that school districts have not made the kinds of improvements they were supposed to with the windfall. He suspects that some of this budgetary opacity in the state educational system is intentional. Look, this would be a huge national story if Lanhe actually succeeds. An end to the Democrats' statewide winning streak in California might also have a salutary effect on the GOP, writes Jason Willick. The party's collapse in the Golden State likely accelerated its turn toward populism at the national level. The fear is that California's transformation from conservative bastion into one-party Democratic government is a preview of America's future. It will take more than one election, but if Republicans can still win statewide by finding a discipline, by fielding disciplined and qualified candidates focused on the issues, the people of California will benefit from greater choice and undercut the draw of the radical right. Hurrah for Lanhe Chen. You can read more about this article coming up on MichaelMedved.com. We'll be right back. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at MichaelMedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
And next time on the Michael Medved Show, we'll be honored to welcome Ambassador Nikki Haley. She will be joining us. She has a new book about counting on women to get major jobs done. Speaking of women getting major jobs done, there is controversy now in Oklahoma regarding pregnant women. This has nothing to do with abortion, or maybe it does. There's a recent investigation that found that Oklahoma is prosecuting pregnant women for using marijuana during pregnancy. And that's even if they have medical marijuana cards. This is a story from KFOR in Oklahoma City.
Kevin and Jolene, some of these women are facing life in prison because of a recent ruling by the Oklahoma Court of Appeals. An investigation by The Frontier examined those cases, and we dug in with them to learn more.
This case that I covered for this story, she had really severe morning sickness, to the point where she couldn't eat and she was losing weight during her pregnancy. Marijuana is something that women use to deal with that problem.
In an investigation by The Frontier, managing editor Brianna Bailey says she discovered women being charged with felony child neglect after their newborns tested positive for medical marijuana.
Used with a doctor's recommendation, that's a somewhat different issue. There are inconsistencies about the way these cases are being charged.
The babies were healthy. On top of that, some of the mothers facing prison time had licenses. Brianna wondered if they actually broke the law.
People may disagree with a parent's choice to use marijuana during the pregnancy. If you have a medical marijuana card, you're not doing anything illegal.
But they've never been prosecuted like this until just very recently.
Lawyer James Wirth said the decisions to charge are based on a 2020 ruling from the Court of Criminal Appeals that wasn't clear-cut.
It was an activist act by the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals to reinterpret that statute to criminalize behavior facing the potential of life imprisonment for something that wasn't illegal until it was interpreted to be illegal by the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals.
Now, we reached out to the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority. It says there aren't any rules against using marijuana or holding a medical marijuana license during pregnancy. Now, you can read the Frontier's full investigation online. We've got a link to that on our website, k4.com.
Okay, obviously, this is an extreme case, and there needs to be legal treatment. In other words, if some of these women who are being potentially charged with life in prison had no idea that what they were doing was illegal, which appears to be the case, then clearly that kind of prosecution is misguided. And you really wonder about how wonderful Oklahoma must be in terms of a state with no crime at all to actually justify prosecutorial function and focus on this particular issue. Look, I'm not a fan of marijuana. I'm not a fan of legal marijuana. But medical marijuana is it's the law of the land in, 34 states, I believe. It's the majority, great majority of states. And if someone has lawfully gotten the right to use marijuana and gotten the doctor's approval, is it really appropriate to prosecute on a case like this? I think that is highly, highly dubious. In terms of what could actually mean a difference for cases and candidates like Lan He Chen, who we were talking about before in California, there was a fairly profound statement on by Julio Vaquero, who is an anchor for Telemundo, which is still one of the leading Spanish language broadcasters in the United States, and talking about why it is Latinos are going to make life difficult for Democrats. This was on Meet the Press. Listen, this is clip 12.
Latinos are the largest, the fastest growing group of voters, mm-hmm. and the numbers are there. Latino voters make up about 1 out of 10 voters, but they're also very unhappy. I mean, the pandemic hit them very hard. The economy is hitting them very hard. Inflation is hitting. They are unhappy about the job quality. And if you see the main issues Latino care about, they are right there: economy, the job quality. So, this is a concern, and this can make things very difficult for Democrats, and also the way Republicans are gaining pace in that gap between Democrats and Republicans.
Okay, look, this is a huge difference, and can even make a difference, or particularly make a difference, in a state like California. And it'll be great for the Latino community and, frankly, great for the country when that community is part of the Americanization, assimilation, basically becomes a competitive, not an automatic one-party voting bloc, which helps basically no one. Meanwhile, with speaking of helping people, there is a true story. And the amazing true story is fascinating in itself, but it's made quite an interesting and, yes, controversial movie. Some people really dislike it. I didn't. I liked it a lot, actually. The film is about the greatest beer run ever. It took place back in 1967. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Zac Efron plays a 26-year-old goofball in New York City who, in 1967, gets challenged by bar owner Bill Murray to take an unusual path for showing support for our troops in Vietnam in The Greatest Beer Run Ever. Now playing in select theaters and on Apple TV+.
I'd like to go over to Vietnam, track down all the boys and give them a beer.
I could do that.
Bring a beer.
That's not the smartest thing I've ever heard of. It's certainly not the worst either.
That's Russell Crowe as a cynical reporter on the ground in Saigon who becomes an accomplice of the main character in this bizarre but true story that's full of endearing characters and a few predictable plot turns. The Greatest Beer Run Ever provides a challenging and intriguing view of painful moments in American history from more than 50 years ago. Rated R for language and some bloody violence. 3 stars for maybe not the greatest beer run, but still a trip worth taking. And on the Michael Medved show, it is one of those films for anybody who actually lived through that period of domestic conflict over the war in Vietnam. Some of it is brought to life with unexpected balance in this particular film, and good for them. good for director Peter Farrelly, who also did Green Book and won an Oscar for that. Probably won't win the Oscar, but will win an enthusiastic audience. Speaking of an enthusiastic audience, tomorrow we welcome Nikki Haley back to the show. She's been on several times before. She has a new book out. We'll talk about that, but we'll also talk, no doubt, about potential political plans that she might have, and not just in the election of 2022, but the election of 2024. We'll also be speaking to Joel Kotkin, who we've also had on the show many times before, about what really divides America. And it's not just red and blue or young and old or liberal or conservative. It's deeper and maybe more soluble. We'll also be talking about the Bros box office bust. It was supposed to be a big romantic comedy, but just with homosexual characters. A star of the show, Billy Eichner, says that homophobia was responsible for the dismal opening. Really? And then there's a writer in Newsweek who's an attorney, very successful, who risked her job because she was asked to agree to a contract at work that stipulated that white people are racist and I am no exception. Really, would you sign something like that at work if that was a condition of working at that job? We will get to that issue and to a French film magazine, which issued a formal apology, an abject formal apology for what? For a cover photo that featured seven people, and all of them were male. We will get to that and to much more as we pursue balance and sanity on behalf of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.